When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ringy ding ding. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
That's what we do at this time. Getting a checkup from the neck up. 585-252-9800. Why are your vibes absolutely through the roof this morning? Is it because it's close to 40 degrees?
Mm-hmm. It's warm, guys. Everyone's like tanning.
Where's everyone?
They're wearing their capris.
You know I am.
Who's here this morning? Let's check in with our friends. We have Megan weighing in.
What's up, Megan?
Says, good morning. Vibes are high today. Very excited for your live show. I will be winning tickets.
Yes, that's how.
Not her manifesting.
That's how you get in.
You got to do it. You got to do it. We're so excited to hang out with you guys. All of us in one room. Dangerous, truly.
Jiva Theater, February 6th, Friday night. Breezy and I will take the stage for our first live show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, live after dark.
1 month from today. Good morning, guys. It's Candy Andy. Doing all right tonight. Been a long night.
Sure. Working those salt mines, buddy.
Ready to go home. Love you guys. Love you so much.
Have the best day, buddy. Thanks for tuning in.
He's just chipping away at Himalayan from the wall. Yeah.
That's not the type of salt he deals with.
Yes, yes. Different, of course. And then Olivia's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are okay today. I'm already ready for my next vacation. It's only been one day back at work.
Come on. Three more days till the weekend.
You gotta do it. So important. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. I had such a comfortable evening.
That's good.
Yeah, it was nice. I was like, what's for dinner? I'll order Chinese.
Oh my God. Didn't you just do that?
Yeah.
Wait, what
do you mean?
Wait, what?
What do you mean? Did I just do that?
We talked yesterday and a friend was like, I want you to come out. And you're like, no, I'm staying home and ordering Chinese.
That was Sunday.
Yesterday was Monday. Okay. What is wrong with you, truly?
I don't know.
Did you really order Chinese 2 days in a row?
Well, from different locations. You know, you do your French onion soup reviews. I do my Chinese food reviews.
I've done that in 5 years. Okay, perfect.
I'm just trying to make myself feel better. Vibes are through the roof.
Oh, my gosh. Help.
I know. My ankles are all swollen, you guys. What's up with you?
Not only that, but, like, your bank account's depleting.
You had a hectic morning. Stressful.
Oh, my God, I did. So, Patrice called me, and I didn't answer because I was obviously running around getting ready. And then she called me again, or she texted me and was like, you need to call me right now. I'm freaking out. So I was like, oh my God, something really tragic happened. She ended up hitting a deer, which is obviously not anything fun you want to endure.
No, it's not.
And there's a lot of fur in the grill right now. She's never hit a deer before, so we were trying to figure that out. She's like, am I going to jail? Am I getting arrested? I'm like, no, why would you be getting arrested? She's like, well, I fled the scene. I'm like, there's nothing to...
What do you... What?
Not you, like, giving the deer CPR. Like, what what do you mean? I don't know.
This is not considered a hit and run.
Right.
It's not.
It's a one car accident. It's not... Anyways. So she's like, can I still go to the gym? I'm like, yes. Don't let that deer get in the way of your goals. You know what I mean? Don't let that deer get in the way.
The car is drivable.
Allegedly.
Listen, anyone who's hit a deer, I've done that quite a few times. I know you have too, Breezy.
I had deer run into the side of my car. I'm like,
mine too.
I was driving, but okay.
I was at a red light, came out of nowhere, just plowed into me. And I'm like, listen, it could be, so many people have died from hitting a deer. That thing goes through the windshield. You got to be so careful.
Right.
And she's very lucky.
Yeah.
In her car, she's still drivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Thank goodness. So, yeah, that's what's going on over here. Very stressful morning.
It's hunting season. She doesn't even own a weapon.
I know.
It's crazy. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for the good vibes. Hit us up on our socials. I'm Moose Breezy on air in 98PXY Rochester. The big story of the day is coming up. People are not happy. Because Wegmans confirmed that they're using this new technology, and people got a lot of questions. They should.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what they're doing and why people are up in arms about it coming up next on the show.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Teddy Swims on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show, you guys. 39 for the high today with rain. Wegmans confirmed it is using facial recognition technology in a small fraction of its 114 stores. Now, people started asking a lot of questions after signs were posted in several New York City locations that revealed the grocery chain is now using biometric technology in some of its stores. So the signage, which is required under New York City law, alerts customers that biometric data may be collected on the premises. Mm-hmm. And that includes facial recognition and technology they're using in some cases and other biometric identifiers. So Wegmans officials said the cameras only use facial recognition to identify people who have previously been flagged for misconduct. So they say. But they say the data is not shared with any third party and the technology is being used to keep stores safe and secure.
It's going somewhere, some way.
Well,
so
officials also stated that they don't use biometric data like retinal scans or voice prints. So does that automatically mean we believe them?
Damn it, Danny.
Here's part of the statement from Wegmans.
He has no idea what's going on.
No, here's part of the statement that Wegmans said about this technology within their stores. They said, we understand concerns about fairness and bias in facial recognition systems. We empty a multitude of training and safety measures to help keep people safe. Facial recognition technology serves as one investigative lead for us. We never base our decisions on a single lead alone. Our goal is simple. Keep our stores safe and secure. I don't know. Does this bother anyone or do you not care as long as it's for safety? Because it's not like...
I mean, like, you're on camera anyways.
Everywhere. It's not like our phones are not listening to us 24/7.
Right. I mean, it's just the world we live in. If you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it, then, I don't know, do DoorDash or Instacart or something. I don't.
My family and I talked about this over the holiday. We kept having conversations about random places and things. Sure enough, one of us had an ad pop up on our phone the next morning. Really? An ad for a ski trip in the Swiss Alps?
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Mentioned it one time.
Right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Andy, hold on. Let me get to a text. Andy said, I would like to know how long they keep the data for. We don't share it. That's great. But how long do they store it for?
Till their hard drive gets full. I mean, please.
There's no privacy anymore, guys. It is what it is. They do it at Eastview Mall. There's cameras everywhere in that parking lot. So they got license plate readers. If they see someone in who previously had misconduct, they're going to go out and arrest them before they even enter the mall. Mm. I've been doing that for a couple of years. I remember we talked about that. So, I don't think it's Rochester.
Not worried.
New York City. Coming up on the show, I will admit it. Yes, sometimes I forget people's names once in a while.
Nope. Every day. People that you talk about or talk to on a daily basis don't know their name.
Yeah, you know,
I think the only reason you know my name is because someone says it before we go on the air. So.
Yeah, you're in the show open.
Studio. Yeah, it's all around the studio.
And when I say people, I am talking about family, and I've gotten a ton of slack for it.
It's slack, not slack. Flack.
But my family is not letting me live this down, and mm-hmm. I need to know if this has ever happened to you because, you know, it has been a little bit awkward.
I think that it's awkward because yesterday we were literally having a conversation about someone, and not even 2 minutes into the conversation, you started calling them a different name.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's my family.
That did happen. I'll tell you all about it coming up next on this show. Stay there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yeah, what can I say? Sometimes I slip up. Sometimes I forget names of the people I love and care about the most.
I would say it's like 90% of the time.
Now, I've shared plenty of times on this show, I think, where I had moments of forgetting my date's name, people I've gone out with.
Yeah.
It came time to introduce them to friends or coworkers. And in my defense, though, the last time that happened was years ago. And we were on, like, our fifth date, so I was still getting to know her. But yeah.
Literally been hanging out for a month. I love you, Rebecca. She's like, my name's Sam.
I forgot her name. I don't know how this happens. I just space out.
I think that it's concerning because the people that you're forgetting their names aren't just like, oh, I've met you a couple times. No, these are very close people in your life.
Close people. So. It's not my strong suit. I will admit that. But I am working on becoming better in 2026 when it comes to remembering the names of my family members. For example, my niece and nephew.
And my family members too, please.
Yours too. You would have thought I murdered the family pet on Sunday. My beautiful niece and nephew, aka the twins, turned 2 years old on Sunday. And I did a nice little happy birthday story on social media for them, like I do for all the special people in my life.
Right.
And I said, happy birthday to my Christian and Savannah Rose. And my mom texted me about an hour later and says, what is wrong with you? I said, what? She goes, who is Savannah Rose? Your niece's name is Savannah Grace. I said, is it? She goes, your other niece is Olivia Rose. I said, I thought it was Olivia Grace. I got confused.
I love you and I love your love for space, but you take it too far and you are a full-fledged space cadet. You have no idea
that's
what's
not
going
true.
On.
No, that's not
half
true.
The time.
I disagree. Sometimes I when it comes to names, I don't know. And I'm trying my best out here. I really am.
Sometimes I genuinely don't know if you're doing it on purpose or not, because you have been calling a coworker of ours by the wrong name for years. I mean, granted, she's only worked here for like 2 years, but you will see her here. You will see her in public. You will see her anywhere and call her a completely different name.
There's a girl down the hall named Hope that we work with. And anytime I've ever seen her, I've called her Paige. I don't know why. She looks like a Paige. And every single time I have apologized, I'm very sincere. I feel very bad. I go back and I do it all over again.
At what point is the apology just water? You know what I mean?
At this point, I totally understand if I'm not her favorite person.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yesterday, we were talking about my brother, Max, who, I mean, you've known him for years.
Yeah.
And
great dude.
You're like, so what's going on with Sam? I'm like, who's Sam?
I kept calling him.
Like,
Your brother?
I'm like, I don't have a brother named Sam, unfortunately. So
I don't know what's
crazy.
Up, guys. I should have shared this story in the 9 o'clock hour, because all the employees that work with my sister-in-law, Heather, they all think I'm the worst uncle to begin with. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're constantly judging. Listen, I made an honest mistake. Then my brother texts me correcting my mistake. And he had to add in there that I'm just an absolutely useless uncle. Then my sister-in-law texts me with a whole bunch of question marks. She says, your niece's name is Savannah Grace. Like, I can hear the condescending tone in her voice. It's clear as day, you know? And I forget names at times when it comes to remembering people, their names and whatnot. But I am sorry. I have a lot of good qualities, and I'm trying to figure out what some of those are.
We all are.
But I won't lie. I was embarrassed, and I owned up to the fact that I slipped up. What is the worst embarrassing thing you've done around your family, and you still get roasted for it today?
But, like, here's the problem that I have with you is, like, yeah, you felt that embarrassment in the moment, but you're never going to feel enough embarrassment to change your ways or try harder to know someone's name.
Well,
you're still going to call people the wrong name.
Well, it's not like I'm doing it on purpose, Breezy. It's not like I don't care. I just, you know.
Do you? But you see how that comes off, though, that you don't care.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's why I was embarrassed, because I do care. Let's go over to Greg. Moose,
you're meeting these kids for the first time. It's like, hi, it's their second birthday, so.
At least I got their birthday correct. They are turning two. Greg says, Moose, you remind me of the deadbeat uncle. Thank you, Greg. During my high school graduation, he was like, congratulations, Gary. I said, my name is Greg.
Yep.
He looked at me like he was finding that out for the first time.
Yep. And not to mention, they just announced his name live on stage to walk across it. So how are you not knowing it?
That's true.
Yep.
Let's go over to Christina. 585-252-9800. Christina says, at my cousin's wedding, I got up to give a toast, completely forgot my cousin's new husband's name. And I stood there staring for like 10 seconds and then said, love you. You know who you are.
Oh, yep.
Family still brings it up every holiday.
So I did something at a wedding once too that I still think about to this day, but no one ever called me out on it. I officiated my really good friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And I went through the whole spiel. And I'm pretty sure I said their last name wrong, which is like the only thing you need to do. The only thing you need is their last name. So I said Lonsberry, but it's Lounsberry.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed last year. You remember around this time my buddy came in the studio. He did a short film. They made it here in Rochester, New York. And then I had to go to the theater and do the Q&A on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of his family members was there. Mm-hmm. Everybody. The whole night on stage, I'm calling him by the wrong last name. I thought nobody corrected me. I'm like, dude, why didn't you say something? You made me sit there and look stupid in front of your whole family. I was so embarrassed.
Must be a really good friend.
I felt so
He's like
bad.
My buddy, my good friend.
I know. I used to date his sister, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really left a lasting impact, truly.
I know. Her parents were there. Oh, so bad, you guys. Let me go
I
over
to how you blame other people for your shortcomings. You're like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, well, I've known you for 5 years. Like,
somebody help me out here, you know, trying to do you a solid. Chuck says, I don't know what's worse, forgetting their names or posting it on social media. Okay.
Okay.
I got to send this audio to my brother and sister-in-law, and then maybe I'll be off the hook. This is a public apology. So to my beautiful Savannah, Grace.
Not Savannah Rose.
I love you.
98 PXY.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.